This is Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for a week ending May 1st. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at $254.64, and that was $2.35 lower. There were 841 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout, and it was about 13% of the total volume. Once again, the daily cutout has shown the tendency to be higher early in the week as retailers reorder after the busy weekend, but then drop later in the week. Comprehensive are the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, including that daily spot cutout. It was at $255.46, and that was $2.11 lower. There were 6,572 total loads sold, which was 90 loads higher than the previous week. The formula sales were at 3,363 loads, which was 105 loads higher than last week, and are about 51% of the total loads sold. Exports were at 683 loads, which was 237 loads lower. And 239 of those export loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 444 loads were shipped overseas. The outfront sales were at 1,049 loads, which was 45 loads lower than last week. And the biggest outfront sales were brisket with about 1.3 million pounds, and the average prices were $14 to $16 below the current formula prices. Also, about 1 million pounds of round products were sold out front that were priced at $7 to $18 below the current prices. And a few middle meats items from the loin that were priced at $32 to $86 below the current formula prices. Now, taking a look at the primal cuts, the choice chuck and round primals were $4 lower, and the rib primal was $1 lower after many weeks of a strong rally. The choice loin did continue to climb, and it was $2 higher. In the last week and a half, those 50% trimmings fell from $130 down to $90 on Friday, dropping quite a bit. The cow cutout and those 90% trimmings were both around $1 to $1.50 lower. The cow cutout was at $233.34, and the select cutout dropped almost $4.50, and it was at $243.22, lowering that spread down to about $10. The latest report of imported meat passed for entry into the U.S. for April 25th showed the week we imported 26,304 metric tons of fresh beef, which was about 1,300 metric tons lower than the previous week, and that equates to over 57 million pounds imported for that 1 week. Year-to-date, for the first 17 weeks of the year, we are still running 39% higher fresh beef imports than last year, and that is on top of last year's big jump in imports. Australia was 78% higher, and New Zealand was up 30%. Taking a look at the finished cattle trade, those live prices were mostly $2 to $3 higher, and the dress prices were also $2 to $3 higher than the bulk of the trade the previous week, and they were at $255 to $256. The average live weight from the Texas Panhandle was 1 pound higher at 1270, but was still 21 pounds higher than last year, which was 1249 last year. And the latest average national steer carcass weight for a week ending April 18th was 1 pound heavier at 872, and that is 28 pounds above the previous year, which was 844 last year, and the 5-year average was 830. The choice select spread was $11.42 on Friday, which would be about $2 wider than the previous week. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.